Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley, joined by Crack, Van Gelder, and finally we have Corey back on the podcast. Corey has been out for a few months now, and when we say out, he's been out because you know we say Dega now. You're one day country hope. Last time I see, he did some Singapore, he did some Qatar, he did some different places. So as we the hustle for the Ghana here.
Hey boys!
Since when me, my eyes never see before. Me, as I did this evening, and I think about what's going to be my next
meal, wake up my mind, yeah, they drink Coca-Cola, vanilla flavor.
They different
hey,
countries,
boys.
So tell me, Corey.
See, I really did beg. But it's good to be back, man. It's good to be back.
Anyway, Charlie, let's just jump right into our topics for the day, starting with the North London Derby, where Arsenal, led by Eberechi Eze, smashed Tottenham 4-1. Charlie, first of all, the North London Derby, I don't even know what to call it again, because right now it's probably the most one-way derby in football. Because everything, if you give Liverpool some tough time every now and then, they've beaten them a few times. Like, and if you see them at top, at least for me, when I watch the Merseyside Derby, it looks interesting sometimes. Like, there are some end-to-end games and things. But right now, North London Derby, particularly at the Emirates, it's now been about 15 years since Tottenham beat Arsenal at the Emirates. And in general, like, it's just always been a one-way derby. So, first of all, me make a start with Corey, because it's been a long time since we heard from you about your team. How do you feel about this result? Because it was, to me, a very dominant result. Probably the most impressive game I've seen by Arsenal so far. You limited Tottenham to just under 2 shots on target or something. Like, it was honestly a very good performance. So how do you feel about
this? I used to pray for days like this. And I'm not gonna take her idea. Not because of the result. Not because of league position. But having a team that if you lose players, you still like you're just like, I bet. So the next person should slide in. The number of players that were missing in terms of us, I'm gonna put it very our starters that were missing from this game, and they still managed to turn out this challenge. We had no number 9. Well, I know we had Merino, who of late he did score past some number 9s, but we didn't have a recognized number 9 in the field. And to be able to go and do what they did is impressive. It has to be said. But my man Eberechi, I've been waiting for a moment like this. When they signed him, I was gassed. When he was performing and they said, oh, you're not really showing anything, I was still gassed. And for him to come and give me a hat trick today, he's topped off the cherry, but or the cake. But as I was saying, to have a team with such depth, I didn't know this is what City and before Liverpool started having their this thing, Liverpool, like title winning team, I didn't know that this is the way people were enjoying with squad depth. It's nice, so. When, because me, I don't see some before. Me, this be, I was, this is the first time I see, say, one player goes down, like, we don't fret. Because me, I've never seen some before. So I really thank Beta for opening eyes, and I have to thank Josh for opening the checkbook, because Charlie, our captain not play, Havertz not play, Jesus not play, our starting centre back not play. Who else was Martinelli self not play, York not play, and still you bagged Tottenham 4. I mean, yes, you said it's one sided, but I mean, most of the time, like, you have, you know, the XG is higher. You have some Katachi and things, but these guys are not even allowing shots, man. That shot we they make Richarlison score, it really paid me, because they scored with the same thing for funny enough, for Singapore. During pre-season, they make SAS score the same thing. You should have learned from that. But right now, we catch points where Arsenal fans don't necessarily worry about winning so much, and now my problem is, say you get shot on target against them, or Rana then concede goals. Dude, I never imagined a time like this. So me, for now, I'm enjoying it because it doesn't last for forever. I mean, right now we get more. You've got the bands and everything. So me, I go enjoy them because me, right now, if we concede shot on target, then I vex. If we concede goal, then it means we lose the game. Be that, and that way we catch. So me, right now, I just did chalk on a man in team. Maybe next week we they can visit you. So me, I just did chalk. See what go on for that bridge side, because I know so more boys do not there for Charles. I'm not lying. Your freezing guy, he not there. They like.
All right. Hey. Talk, see, this is when our best center back no day, when our best player no day. We manage small for Stamford Bridge.
So still on the Arsenal game, it was honestly a very impressive result for me, particularly like what Corey is saying. They were missing so many key players, and it's not something we are used to seeing from Arsenal. Previously, like one person goes out, and it seems like the whole season has collapsed. Now your best centre back is out. It didn't really make much of a difference, because even the goal you conceded, you can't say it was much of a defensive error. Like, honestly, somebody lost the ball in the midfield and everything. Yeah, but like, it's not something that you can say they penetrated them properly. It was a long ball from the center. Like, Richarlison lobbed the keeper from the center circle. It can happen to anyone. So, it didn't look like you were missing anybody. It didn't look like anything major had changed. And besides Gabriel being missing, Odegaard too has been missing for a while now. That's why Eze is filling in the midfield and the number 10. And it's also something that in previous seasons, you've seen that it affects them. Like, I think it was last season that Odegaard missed a few games. And we're over here talking about whether Odegaard might be their best player, whether it's Odegaard or Saka. And now it doesn't really make much of a difference. So it shows you how far this team has come. Now you have Madueke too, who before he arrived, Arsenal fans were doing petitions and things, Charlie Madueke, no good, he's not good enough for Arsenal, we know what time it is. Right now, we are seeing that these are all very solid pieces to have in your team. So, like, honestly, they've built a very formidable team. They've built a team with a lot of depth. They've addressed a lot of deficiencies that they've had in previous seasons. Like Corey was saying, again, Gyökeres also missed this game. Striking position is one of the things that Arsenal have struggled to deal with. But again, it wasn't much of a problem. Out. Scored four goals. Three strikers out. You know, every time right now, it's almost like when we are talking about Arsenal's missing strikers, the focus is on Gyökeres and Havertz. But Jesus has been out for a long time.
Havertz, no, he don't be counting. Make me know.
Van Gelder, if you talk these things, it pain me my heart, because you know, Van Gelder, they talk like in team, maybe world class players on and get away. If somebody else, the authority on who be good and who not be good. Havertz, the whole point we say, Havertz is a good player for them.
I've not whether said you the not. All, you I've, all I've said,
you ask you that you the talk say your best defender. No. Ask you the day that you talk say your best defender no day. Who be your best defender? And who in team you go enter for here? Tell me right now. Which of our teams your best defender go enter for here? I thought so. So make a continue.
Wait.
Enter at matches like that.
Who be your best center?
It's not even up for debate.
No. You just
miss Maguire. You go tire. Maguire from the bench.
That's not the point. But that's not the point.
You are asking question. That not be the point you make for here. All
who be your best? Who be your best defender?
That be all me. I won't talk. That be the only thing I won't talk. Where you take and go defend
that way? Manchester.
Havertz don't be strikers. So if we count, make you don't talk to them. They lose three strikers because Havertz no day. Levi Cole is our best defender.
Cole. Wow. I thought you was coming to mention maybe Fofana or some dude. Cole.
It'd be cool. That'd be how you people go see him, where you go laugh. But you people know the watch Chelsea week in week out, so you don't know.
Louis Dunk saved the defend pass Cole.
And that's perfectly fine. And that's perfectly fine. Everybody get your opinions. That's perfectly fine. If you come back, make we just have this conversation again. You know, long. You know.
You know the funny thing about this topic, if you come Chelsea fans. The funny thing about this thing when it comes to Chelsea fans, we say none of them are defenders good though. So this month, then go talk say this guy be my best defender. Then he go shout for some 1 month, then they go change say, oh nah, it be Badi Ashiu. Oh nah, it be this guy. They never go feel settle on who be my best defender because none of them good. You spend billions on your squad. You don't even feel name one correct defender, Levi Cole, you go feel name.
All of us sitting here have spent billions on our squad. All of us sitting here have spent billions. All of us.
Yeah, but me at least, if I talk about my defense, I'm going to talk good defenders from my team inside. No,
every Chelsea fan, every Chelsea fan will tell you, say, Cole is our best defender. That's a fact. He's our best defender.
In the land of the blind, one eye is king.
Then the train comes, the season is like, where you go get ACL. That was why a lot of Chelsea fans said, buy a new center back because the rest of them, we know they trust them.
Anyway, me, you know, back to the point I was making before Van Gelder rudely interrupted me. Arsenal have been missing three strikers because, yes, Havertz has been playing as a striker for them. So whether you count him as striker or not, he'd be one
so
of
Marino
the... That's where
striker,
he plays
I
for
check.
Them.
I just get my...
He doesn't always play as a striker.
So Marino be the my fourth.
Marino doesn't always
M9,
play.
M9.
You see, here's the difference. Marino fills in as a striker when they have injuries up front. Havertz has been playing just solely as a striker since he came to Arsenal. So, like, you can't
but
be there sitting at your club.
Havertz play as a striker saying, because they had Gabi Jesus out.
I don't even remember the last time I watched game where Havertz they play anywhere apart from striker for this to even become...
Because in real position, no, you know good for there. So, everybody
whether
just...
You know,
go
you know good for there.
Fly,
you see, here's the thing.
It, but I
it's not
mess.
About
sorry,
whether he good for there or he no good for there. Right now, this be where he play. So, that be where we they judge them adept in that position by... Right now, Luke Shaw, they play as center back for United. You know, they play as left back. So, I know if you talk, say, are they talk about left backs, then are they add Luke Shaw put inside? Or are they talk about left wing backs, then are they add Luke Shaw put inside? So, yes, Arsenal have dealt well with their missing pieces in attack. They've dealt well with Gabriel being missing at least for this first game that he's been missing. And the depth in general is just impressive to see. And another thing that I would say about Arsenal is that I think. In an ideal world, Arsenal would be the darling boys of the English media. At the moment, everybody can tell that Liverpool are the darling boys. Liverpool are the ones who everybody likes in terms of the media. But if I were to look at it objectively, I would say it's Arsenal. Because at the moment, Arsenal are probably the team that has the biggest English core in their team. Because Arsenal have Eze, they have Madueke, they have Rice, they have Saka. Like, if I'm looking at all the top six teams, Arsenal are probably the team that has the most. They have Mouse, who this season, he not really play as much as last season, but he's still probably the best young English fullback around, arguably. So, like, if you're looking around, Liverpool don't even have one starter who is English in their
team. Put
your
hand down.
Liverpool don't have one starter
problem.
Who is English.
There's a problem here. The problem is, you they talk say Arsenal for me, arguably the media, the medallion, because they have the largest English core. That is predicated on the idea that the media think those players are English in the first place or good enough to be English. I'm sorry, but that be the facts on the ground. They know they see them like that. So a team where no get one English starter for inside go be the medallions because they, I know they want to talk. But the players, the skin, they look like them own. Sorry, continue.
I mean, for no once, I don't disagree with you. Yeah, I mean, no you have a point. Because out of the English core we had mentioned, the only white ones be Rice, Ben White.
Rice.
Apart from that, Eze be black.
And Ben White not the inside.
I mean, Eze, Saka, like, my Nigerian boys, like, Miles Lewis Kelly, he be English, like, he's more English in terms of, like, his
heritage, Jamaican,
but
still. If Caribbean guy, you did it.
Caribbean guy, yeah.
If they meet them for town, they go tell them, oh, go back to your country. You forget say,
But, yeah, Arsenal have, like, a strong English core, which is something that I feel like we don't really see getting highlighted as much. But for me, particularly in this modern day, in looking around at all the top six teams, even me, Man United, I look at my own Man United. At the moment, it's just Luke Shaw, I think, who is starting for us among all our English boys. So at the moment, it looks like particularly among the top six, we are seeing like dwindling numbers in terms of English players starting for them. So I think Arsenal is not something that gets highlighted that much, but I think it's something that is impressive to see. So yes, Arsenal, they are looking good at the moment, Charlie. A few weeks ago, we were talking about whether it's their title to lose. And we got a lot of Arsenal fans in our comments on TikTok, on YouTube, saying that, hey, why we won't force this thing on them? Why we won't force this by force title favorites crown on them and everything? But, I mean, you can't hide from it. I don't know why football fans in general like this thing where every day you won't argue, say, me, my team better pass your team. My team better pass your team. Right now, we say, make your team go win the team. And you say, no, make we no force you, make it go win the team. You say your team better pass yours. So why did they run away from the tag? I don't understand. Right now, if Man United fans come say, we better pass you, Arsenal, you go argue, say, no, it not be true. If Liverpool fans come say, they better pass Arsenal, you go talk, say, no, it not be true. Same for City. Right now, if you say you be title favorites, they say, no, make no tell you say you be title favorites. Why would they force the tag on you? But, I mean, right now, looking around, who can stop Arsenal? Man City put together some small string of results a few weeks ago. Everybody thought that, hey, Pep, right now, last week, when a Man City man, the last thing, he said, right now, yeah, Pep, it could be long for niggas. Man City are looking like they are back to their best. Right now, you see what happened this weekend. So I don't think there's any team that looks consistent enough.
I am still retweeting that Fred clip now. We see if we come the December Kev inside now.
The December
Kev now. We have the men. We have the men.
You say, Corey, you know if you retweet because objectively we still did November. Where he said,
sorry, he's like, sorry, December, as we catch the Kev, the December, sorry,
we
sorry,
catch, even now, where we did, we not they see the signs 2 miles ahead, December Kev. Because if we catch there, they go make that.
We have the men, I didn't
just say that December Kev inside right now, they already lose 6 games this season. I don't know any team that has lost 6 games in one season in recent memory and gone on to win the title. So, anyway, crack me, I know here from you, me, I know you're also watching the game. What do you make of Arsenal and their title chances? Because you in particular, at the beginning of the season, you say Arteta. You know the trust them say go few win this title. So has your mind changed since then? Because you can't deny that they're looking very impressive.
I'm not even here to deny it. I don't know why Van Gelder did all over the place when we could have just been tag teaming against Corey as a welcome gesture. Like, bro, the guy come back. Like, for relaxed mood with tag team, then get him. You did the pre, because this be easy agenda. It be so easy agenda. I don't know why Arsenal fans are against you calling them title winners. I don't know why Arsenal fans, and that's not Corey though. And some of them, it's too early to call. Why are you saying it's Arsenal's title to lose? Blah, blah. Who's Rodin? If we call you bottleless, you don't like. We are saying the trophy today should give to you too, you don't like. So, what? Like, I don't get it though. People even that have 50% chance of winning the league, except if he claims it, would they win the league? Like, what's wrong with you claiming that as an Arsenal fan? That means you're traumatized. You are a victim. And why are you a victim? Because your coach is Arteta. Do you get it? That's what I'm saying, that if Arsenal is going to win the league, the problem that they'll have to overcome is within. It's never from somebody else. It's always within. Arsenal always shoot themselves in the foot. Like, after this match, their legend, Rice said something, right? He was like, you need to win your home matches if you want to win the title. He made mention that last season, in a stretch, they drew, lost some matches when City and Cole were dropping points. Instead of Arsenal, in like that same, this same season, they picked up 12 points. Last season, that stretch, they picked up 2 points at home. And that is fact. Arteta has built the team suited for the EPO. Not just the EPO. Even Champions League, they had this wild start where they hadn't considered a goal in X number of years and X number of games and all. You realize that anytime they have to go over the hump, something happens. And it's mentally. You understand? It's mentally. I always say that the team they built, if Arsenal fans are saying that they don't have this defender, I don't want to hear it. You had defenders, huh? You had defenders playing left back and right back. Their natural position is center back. So once one person is gone, you can slide them in easily. So all this where they are doing like, and I look, when they signed Eze, I was like, yeah, this is who they needed. This is who they needed because in a team like that, sometimes individual brilliance is what you need. A player that has composure in and around the box. Odegaard has that, but Odegaard is always looking for the dink. He's always looking for the pass. As he sees chance, he'll shoot. That's the difference between he and Odegaard. And the position he's playing, I'm not saying he's playing it better than Odegaard, because Eze is not so much of a creator like Odegaard, but he does well. But I didn't like the fact that they were playing him out wide, even when they started. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. That is not, in this Arsenal system, you're not going to get the best out of him over there. His best position is with a striker as a 10 in this Arsenal setup. Right? So, my problem today is with Arsenal fans who can like boldly claim it that like, bro, it is your league. Like, do you know how hard it is to score against Arsenal? Do you know how hard it is to go in? The guy started building from the back to the middle with the insulter, with the insulter. See, even if I know they rate Joker SF, getting a number 9 like that helps your team. Because Arsenal creates, whether corner kick or not, the guy is tall. Whatever they do, what was saying that he needed a striker. Arsenal should have signed Isak. We said it. Isak was the best, like, he was the best fit for them. Right? They even wanted Šeško. The coach wanted Šeško, but they went for this one. But the problem is, they resolved their number 9 problem. So all I'm saying is, if Arsenal loses the chance to win the league, it is on Arteta. Because mind you, they built the team. That squad depth that Corey was talking is absolutely true. Saka goes Mandweke day. Martinelli go somebody day. You understand? Like, and how many teams go fit boast? United now, second half, Nana Ebre, make Casemiro go off right now. You get it? We still have that problem. Do you get it? We still have that problem. Let Mbeumo or Kunya go sit down right now. No? With the bread be that. Do you get it? We are not there yet. Chelsea gets squadded because they buy like thieves. You understand? Them buy like thieves. Juloy. Where therefore investigate them. You bop. They have it. Liverpool too get them. They get them. You see that if you go Zongo, you go buy rice. You go buy rice. You say, then they display the meat for there. You go see butcher meat. You go see chicken. You go see wagashi. You go see everything some. Like you say, then they display confit for there. That be what that shapeshifter of a coach they face for there. He get option, I don't know what to go do. You see, this be answer that they go tell you, say, if broke man, they managing resources like that, left arm so. You go give a rich man money, he never experienced some before, he don't know how he go handle them. That be what slot they do. In club, go come, club talk, say, oh, I didn't know we could ever spend like this. So, it's Arsenal's title to lose. But if they lose it, it's Arteta's fault. That is all I'm saying.
So moving on, earlier last week, during the international break, one of the biggest...
We know we'll do that for you. Moving on, Zeng. Me, you know what brings me my thoughts? You know what brings me what I think about the match?
I've been in the talk plenty, so me, I think say,
you don't move on, go where?
It choose. You... So, Van Gelder, what do you make of Arsenal's chances? What do you make of their performance today? How do you think the season is going
Arsenal
to turn out?
Arsenal will win the league. Their performance was brilliant. I want to focus on Tottenham Hotspur for just a moment because we have to bring Thomas Frank to the front of the class.
I like that, Van Vipanji.
You see, I understand that he has lost Kulusevski and Maddison. And he too, he doesn't have strikers. Because if you are not forced and under compulsion, you have to play Rwanda, Congo, Mali, then obviously you have a problem. That be smiling boy, by the way. Obviously, you have a problem. You have a problem. That be, hey, Corey, you forget.
Don't they have tell
Killer
Richarlison?
Tell right now in the camera.
Javi Simmons.
You no good.
Hold up.
You see, you for build that team. Them know, their coach, you know, he know they coach the players. So he came, the only thing he coached them behind and go score from set piece. That be all. So if they get through, then I've watched the game against Chelsea. And I've watched them against Arsenal. I didn't watch a lot of the game against Arsenal because it's not my team. But the 15, 20, 25 minutes that I watched, Spurs didn't look good. Their only option was get the ball, fizz it to Xabi Simmons, and if he controls it well, let him burst through the Arsenal midfield. Then when he gets up front, he doesn't know what to do with it anymore. He's not coached them on how to score goals. He's not coached them on how to utilize movement and other things. And it's a big problem. They are very bad. They are a very, very badly coached team. And it's a big problem because considering how much they spent this summer, sacking my boy Daniel Levy, then this be what you put in, this what you put in, can't feed me for here. Hey, I get it, you've lost your most creative player, but you brought in Xabi Simmons. He was supposed to be a partner to Maddison, and Maddison is down. So are you telling me all of a sudden that 60, 70 million, the negotiation you go do Chelsea, they go sign player, you say you then I'm go pray, go take them. We go learn that City pump fake. We know who buy, but we go make you figure out them and then we go left the player give you that. You go buy them. Right now we stop the buy. We know the buy again. Even like the new rules have sometimes we know we buy a player next summer. So, but at the end of the day, it's a big, big problem that Tottenham Hotspur. And I don't consider them as one of the top six, but if you don't talk them, go talk say it be problem. Team win and I do then, but me I be your fans. How you know will be from? Anyway, I digress. They are not good. And at the end of the day, something has to give over there. Either Thomas Frank, because I remember his first press conference talking about you have to be brave. If you are not brave, you can't change anything. You can't move forward. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then this cowardice is like he's showing us as a manager is horrible.
He played five for Baku.
Bro, with a team that didn't have a striker,
he played five. Why? I'm just like, brother,
why?
Like, is this what haram football? Then they say, Atata be haram.
Oh, you there, haram there, Atata be haram. Make we speak the truth and the truth shall touch you. You go buy big boys and they boot everybody for the pack talk. You get two shin kickers. But if I talk right now, don't say, you be my player, shin. Anyway.
But you know, this haram thing. The problem is, nobody's there, no necessarily be haram, but then buy haram players. Well, then if he play some different kind of ball players then, but if they want to resort to haram, then if he do harm. So, he like,
yeah.
It make like go buy bazooka just to go and kill mosquito.
I see the trick. You know the trick. You know the trick. The trick be say, yes, them are players be good. Then go play intricate football and what. But Arsenal get some way. If, like, then try do that thing against Sunderland. If Sunderland, them are perseverance where he make them score the second goal. If them score you two, then 2-1 or 1-0 or whatever, then not say, oh no, shot on target, cry, you know, get some.
Forget.
So then go make the game pacha, nyama, slow. In the ball. That be why people say your game's the ball. It not be say, it not be exciting. It's that your strategy is very simple. Score. Knowing very well that you are very good in almost every part of the pitch. And then just slow down the game. Just slow down the game. Somebody they try pass, then he know they feel pass because all the closing channels he choke for everywhere blur. They know they feel find them as spaces.
But I isn't see that some tactical dominance.
I don't dispute that.
Is it haram? If you're good enough to stop people from even taking a freaking shot,
the haram they come inside. If Arsenal and my strategy know the work, as in they know they feel score the one, then. Long.
Yeah, but if you can't win, don't lose. Think about it. If you can't win a game, why are you going to try and lose it?
I don't disagree with you. You're talking to a Chelsea fan. Look, you're singing to the choir here. I have absolutely nothing. In fact, I'm proud of you. The problem is, you people spent
by all
years.
Means necessary. I don't care if you won the title.
Hey, the problem is that you people spent years demonizing everybody that played this way. Now where it fits you,
if you can't beat them, If he can't beat them, join them.
How you the win?
100% Way back even to the Fergie days. Then the days where Fergie dominates the league. They say Wenger better because he they play better football. Because even though Fergie they win the titles, or if Wenger where they play beautiful football.
Say, Arsenal no go win anything. They go tell you say Arsenal is the better team because their football is attractive. They may lose. In fact, they will say we may lose.
Football, but we'll
lose in
a
beautiful way.
Yeah, you know
today
they
you this.
Who was that thing was the most stupidest argument I've ever heard from Arsenal fans. See, you did lose game, but we lost beautifully.
Eh? That is why everybody is calling you out on it. It's not because it's bad or it's not effective or whatever. In fact, me as a Chelsea fan, as I always say, I can't be bothered because me, as them born the team plus Jose Mourinho, we they go take one of 5 killer diseases, the 6th one be haram. We then give we the injection. That in fact, Chelsea fans love haram so much, they hate Maresca because he plays possession. Do you know how crazy it is? They hate Maresca because he tries to bring control. What do you mean by control? It must be up and down. That's what we went. We paid money to go and watch. So for me, I don't get problem plus the way Arsenal they play. As far as if they bring results, it'd be cool. Only problem is if the results don't come, me, I'm here. I'll be seated and I'll be waiting. But Tottenham Hotspur have a big problem on their hands. Everybody, because nobody they rate them or most people don't know a Tottenham Hotspur fan in their real life. People they ignore, but they are very poorly coached side. And honestly, I expected way more from Thomas Frank. I thought, with the work he done with Brentford, considering the resources in Brentford, coming up to Tottenham, he'll be able to do much more. But it's not looking good. As for us now, I'm very indifferent. Right now, I mean, my agenda shifts ever so slightly. We shift 4 degrees. Make sure you don't concede that 9 goals before the season go end. Because if you don't break that record,
bro,
I know what
that be why they fix. That be why they fix if we concede goal. Because me, I think I'm saying we lost. I want that record.
If you come to Stamford Bridge, we go contribute on a quota to that team. We see people make actually only 12,000 now on Sheikh Mami.
You know, win title in over 20 years. Focus on winning the title before you go start thinking about breaking records.
No. The reason why I want that record is that if you have that record, more likely than not, you want the title. You can't concede 15 goals a season and not win a title. Then that one, what are you doing? Then that one, such demand. No, and that's my point. If you're not conceding and you can't, from that position, win games, then what's the manager doing?
Mm.
We didn't come to just defend. Like, Charlie, and that's why I agree with Crack's point. The backing them give Arteta, no, the players he gets, if you don't win this league, I don't want to hear any
you know, stop they talk that billion because now. It will spend over a billion, but it'd be cool.
It's not about the... It's not even about... You can say he spent a lot. It's the type of players they bought. We didn't buy trash or we didn't buy youth players to sell later to make a profit. No.
You
they
buy
bought players
to win
today, now.
Today.
To win now. So I want to see winning now. So when you have four or five starters out and you're spanking Spurs 4-1, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see you come and win just 1-0. But if you win just 1-0, you'd be the 3 points me at the search.
I get question. If he doesn't win the league and the Champions League and wins an FA Cup, how are you feeling about that? That's a win. That's a trophy. It's not the trophy you wanted,
Charlie,
but it's a win and a trophy.
Charlie, I have to be very honest with you in my heart. I want the league.
You need it.
I need the league. I don't give a fuck about Champions League for now. Mm. Give me the league first. Then we can talk about champions. Because you for build up. You for build up. You for make we say, okay, you go feel do that thing. Then Champions League, huh? Okay, you go feel. But Charlie, give me the league. Charlie, 20 years long ago.
If you bonk did that time, like right now, he did do. He did work for McDonald's. They earn some small coins.
Thank you. I don't want to hear. I want the league. You have the players to win the league. You have the depth. You have the quality. Go and win the league.
And
right
the,
now,
and
too,
the conditions
the
are perfect. All your, all your, you two know the force like that. The people that will challenge you know the force
top.
Like that.
City is vulnerable, dropping points here and there, but they can also take points of other people. So I don't want an excuse. You make City come your house. They came to play defensive football, meaning say you will fit do something. go and win the league. I don't want to hear any excuses. Make it go win the league to me.
It's go and win the league like Ateta being kiddie. Go and bring the towel.
So anyway, I want to take some comments from our episode last week, because once again, comments were blowing up, particularly to do with the Benjamin Asare situation. Obviously, people weren't too happy about certain comments. Basically, the Benjamin Asare camp, people say, Charlie, you, first of all, let me just warn you that some of the comments, let me just say that TikTok people in particular, they don't get filter. If they comment on your things, they don't get filter. They be very crass.
So, they be rude, wah. TikTok people, they be rude, wah.
So make I just what you say. Some of the comments here, even this one said, I filter out some of them. So make I just read some of them. So one of the first guy, I don't even know whether we should give credit to them since it be insults mostly whether they give me. But anyway, this one, they come from an account called Jedi. And he said, based on the quality we played against as opposition. And first of all, let me just say, this is based on what Benjamin Nketiah said about how he wasn't impressed about Benjamin Asare's clean sheets that he got in the qualifiers because the quality of opposition was low. So this comment was saying that, based on the quality we played against as opposition, should we also change the entire 11 or team in Kwasi Afo? All you know is English and Jimmy analysis. And then the another comment, this is coming from Ms. Bao 211. And he said, all these submissions on Benjamin are not valid. If I'm to use the same metric, then none of your so-called best players are performing well and will be trash in the World Cup, because it's against these same low quality that they played and we hail some of them to have performed. You may refuse to accept that your decision is mostly influenced by the facts of you not trusting the local league, but we all know that's why. You can't give us any valid reason aside this inferior one. So again, the comments were mostly
full. Make Ms. Bao know that Inobi say we know the first of all the leagues have he die, but more importantly we watch the guy in footwork. In footwork no good. If you cross ball no, he go do that. He go do like they can't try catch him. Then he go kind the middle say then go score me. Then he go freeze. Then he go watch the ball like this. Masa, Inobi today we start watch the football. Make we speak the truth. Oh.
So there's this one also coming from K247. That's why they just go inside for you. He said, people nowadays think speaking good English. Hey, who in audio with us? Crack, it be you there.
He said that he can't use Saitawale silence the haters.
Even I think I just finished reading it. So this comment was coming from K247. He was saying, people nowadays think speaking good English makes you a good analyst. Raya has better numbers currently, but isn't keeping Spain number one spot. National teams are not like club football. So what's your agenda as you have stated? So again, another one on Benjamin Asare. And then there was this one. This was coming on the Andy Slot conversation where people Benjamin was saying that Slot's there for Sakam basically. And this was coming from Q-Run. And he was saying, current football narratives are so crazy. When a player or team or coach underperforms right on the back of a spectacular or successful season, people want to do revisionist analysis and take credit away from what they achieved in the immediate past. Stop using the current to take away people's past hard-earned success. Criticize his current form, but respect his past accomplishments. So, yes, basically, they say...
About Slot.
About Slot. Hey, basically, hey, say... Yeah, but we not talk
that nigga for cooldown. If for cooldown. Because this agenda then set up from last season, even when he was winning. So, if for really cooldown.
Bromo, every time Slot go win match, we go can't treat. Tactically, Slot is not up there. Then they go come this time. Say, but he's winning. This is it. Right now, he know the tweet again. No, he just repost that one. No, go repost. Every match, go repost.
Man, promise to America. You no go fit stop me. What lie? Satawale no dey see hater. Restaurant with the tip waiter. Let me know on this Sunday. I'm an alligator. She walk by me. Be-eka.
If we finish, then we can't best be why she be single. You see, this be why. This is exactly why.
Why? Keep on why you mudie. Keep on why you mudie. Why you mudie? We go catch penalty orders. Hey. Why you mudie? They say if you get better keeper, show we. Your man say Anan first match he drink two. You don't talk again. Show we bring keeper.
We Anan know we for go flash.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. He be local champion with the Togo the World Cup. No keeper there anyway. If they go score with five save, he be no go there the points. I don't understand this, eh? Corey. What people don't understand is we are not saying he's a world beater. We are not saying it's the best thing ever or the best, but currently it's the best we can offer. And if we are dealing with facts, his performance, you know, if it, like the team win qualify for World Cup, he catch qualify you and you say, Isha, born or they come in there. If he say, be born or come in there. If he choose the group, he go there inside. If he choose the team, I don't get it though. May the guy go catch one match for World Cup. Make them disgrace him or something. The people go figure your agenda, say, but which kind monkey the way Babu the Chop people won't do again? And I'm saying that if you're even going to do monkey the way Babu the Chop, make the keeper be significantly good. See, like Olele had experience, right? Catching abroad and all. Even from here, he had experience. So as Olele came, even though people didn't like how Sami Eji was treated and things, Olele was a good and adequate keeper. When you are putting him in the post, you know that Charlie, this be good keeper you put for there. Right now, Ghana, when a keeping position be poverty stricken, we don't get anybody. So if this guy is there now, I don't understand the agenda. You can criticize and say he's weak here, he's done here. That is fine. But for you to say that he doesn't deserve to be in the post because he's this and this deserve, come on. That's true. That's a stretch. All I'm saying, and we agree that. We agree that you people who have friendly matches before the World Cup used to test all of them. I have no problem with that. Atisiki, where they say he be the best keeper in Switzerland. We not see him. Rich, then go carry Richard Ofori. Then go carry everybody. Richard Ofori, go and sit down. Go then bring everybody. We not see. Why can't we try this guy where he take we go World Cup? At least give him first match. If you see, say, the nerves are there. We did it with Adugwe Papo. Did we do it with Adugwe Papo in Germany? We give the guy a chance. We see, say, hey, why not go feel overlap? He say, hey. He said the stadium. Then interview him. He say, guy, he never hear noise so before. See, everything they say. The man if you do overlap himself. After he hear from him. We don't do that. How many do Dramani not start any match? He first start against USA. I say in first start again, you don't get chance play. In first match, you get play for you for the US match, no? But it's called go. So maybe the second keeper in time go shine in the second group stage match or third. You will not know. But I don't like the fact that we are knocking the guy down before we get there. I always say this. For all you know, he has good communication with the defenders. You will not do that. He speaks Ghan. After all, didn't they say they didn't like a keeper because he know if he talk local language? In that episode, they knew Kwarase. It doesn't say the rule, I say foolish people. So me, we do this here. You understand? Like we've seen them, like do all this favoritism against keepers and things. Maybe that they don't fit their profile or like some nonsense reason. So if we dig on our grave, make we bury one our body. If we go way in all day, as I talk, the friendly matches take try other keepers. But this is my number one. He did it. Make it there. Take try other keepers. See who be better. I know if you catch qualifiers right now, we don't get any good keeper. Then you put a campaign, make any. And nobody's mentioning names, so that's my problem. Any name that they mention, say you good. You not rich. That's my own. When they mention any keeper, Ghanaian keeper, they catch for somewhere where you go, if he hits your chest, talk, say, this guy there, if he can't do it, like, oh, yeah, nobody. You understand? No, I watch the Anan in Suzuki. Training.
What be your name? What be your first name?
He said, don't get your type safe. He said, don't get you put your type safe. You understand? That Anderlecht keeper or whatever that they talk about. No, I said the Anderlecht. Is he Anderlecht? Right?
Is it Akma?
The small boy. Is it Akma? The keeper then they told the small boy. He said, Charlie, he's not grow enough to make the switch. Maybe in the future, nobody knows. But now in development, it is, if he Dutch, make him make switch, make him go killing career.
No, but you know, let's even just take the simple point. The people that worked to qualify the team to the World Cup should all be, unless they are injured, should all be part of or desperately out of form, should all be part of that team going to the World
Cup.
Who should work
facts
and qualify? Facts. And it, like that thing. Oh, in Ketia, look. You had your shot before we qualify for the World Cup. It not be now that we did go World Cup that you won't kind of use Ghana as stepping stone. Charlie, have some fucking pride. To hell with all of those people. The one who help you, whether it be it take in one hand, in yawaness, or whatever it catch, it help you, it take we go the World Cup. So we go, you know it for good. It's simple. It shouldn't be a long conversation, long debate, and things. The people that were part of the team that helped qualify should be the team that goes.
This be why the AFCON no qualify if they pay me. Because all this thing, like if you go AFCON now, like you go sort all of them. Right now, people they do tell me things they do.
Oh, Jalabia, Shai, Bujibo. Oh, Jimilo.
I don't even want to make you backtrack into this conversation. We had a long discussion about this last week. So anyway, we've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done it already, please follow our social media pages. Twitter, Instagram, ATW Podcast GCR, TikTok, After the Whistle, YouTube, subscribe, comment, share, After the Whistle Podcast, and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find podcasts, we did it. Charlie, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Corey, it's good to have you back. Hopefully, we will see more of you in the coming weeks, particularly because your team they're on top. Your team are the title favorites. No matter how much people try to run away from it, you'll be the title favorite. So it's your title to lose. So, Charlie, good luck for the rest of the season. But Gilda, it will Chelsea, they look like them. They pick up small. So, next week, we'll have time for you. Bro. Man United, I think tomorrow, Man United are playing against, who is it? Everton.
Yes. Everton. No, try slide my United inside there for what? My friend, be serious.
I'll be able to mention the title challenges. So, of course, I didn't list them all.
So, why you mention Man United?
Because I didn't list the title challenges.
Don't angry me.
We are the January curve. The January curve. We will go see. We
see. Akai one more thing. Make I just add. You see, the Arsenal don't get any African player with Gogo AFCON. You see? You see?
This boy, they plan the season, oh. They complete the season.
Okay. It'd be cool.
I think I'd be racist.
We've come to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining us. And as always, ATW dominates the conversation.